From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Tim Campbell, reading The Final Voyage of the Sea Explorer by Douglas Boren. Now let's begin The Final Voyage of the Sea Explorer. Prologue. Her eyes squinted against the blowing rain that was coming down harder now. The storm was getting stronger, she had to admit to herself, and for the first time she felt a twinge of apprehension as she gripped the ship's wheel tighter. In a moment, she pushed the feeling away, her haughty pride reasserting itself. She was the Black Widow, after all, queen of the pirates, commanding a fleet of ships that scourged the Spanish Lake of the Caribbean during the mid-1700s. For years, her brutal and ruthless raids on the treasure galleons had menaced the very fabric of commerce in the New World. Her moniker of the Black Widow was deserved as the result of her cunning and sinister rule of the seas. A 17-foot swell caused the Viuda Negro to list to starboard dramatically for a few moments before the ship righted itself. Ironically, the flagship bore the same appellation as its mistress, the Black Widow. The seas grew, and the waves pounded the ship even as the hurricane force winds swirled mercilessly around it. The roar was deafening, and the shouted commands of the proud captain could scarcely be heard. Their raid off the coast of San Juan had been very profitable. Her spies had done their job well, nearly a ton of gold doubloons taken from the Spanish treasure ship. But it had not been easy. Her best captain, her one true love, Rafe Alexander, had left the fleet a year earlier. God, how she missed him. In her entire...